Last week, Joe, President Trump signed an executive order that would pave the way for some riskier assets to be included in 401k plans. Now, among them, the one thing that I never understand, even though it's been explained to me many times, I still don't get cryptocurrency, but that's just one of them.
Yes. I thought you were going to say something else. I thought you were not going to say, that's so awesome that you said crypto. Okay. So just this is a general directive from the president to the Department of Labor, which oversees all of our workplace retirement plans, whether you work in a hospital or a school system or in a private company, that the 401k, the 403b, the 457 plan, the government has an oversight part of their job, which is basically, hey, whoever is the employer, you can't have a plan that has wacky investments that are not in your plan participants' best interest. You can't put something in there like, hey, we're going to allow you to just put money into, you know, Joe's garage down the street. And so that is a very hefty duty that the sponsor, that the employer has, you know, because if they put something in a plan and the investment goes awry, they can get sued by plan participants. And that's happened in the past. So what the president is basically saying to these government agencies, they're saying, take a look at the language. If we want to put if someone wants to put a risky investment inside of a retirement plan, could you maybe massage some of the language so that if something goes wrong, that the plan participants don't have a reason to sue? And once that happens, then companies might feel more comfortable putting riskier stuff inside of your retirement account. I guess the big question is, if they were to do that, if that were to happen, all of a sudden you woke up one day and you got a note from your 401k plan, hey, there's a way, Tony, that you can put money in all sorts of different things. The real question is, should you? And I think that that's a different question, because for a lot of people, it seems great to be able to say, I don't even know what crypto is. I just know it's going up, and it's up, you know, 30% this year, whereas the Dow was only up 4% this year. I want to invest in Bitcoin, right? And, you know, that sounds great until the bottom falls out of the risky investment. And that's the real question that people have to ask themselves. If I'm going to get into something that's risky, how much of this account would I be willing to put into that risky investment?
Joe, when the sponsors make these decisions, do they have a fiduciary duty of any kind?
They do. And that's a really interesting question because, you know, we've talked about fiduciary before. I usually talk about it in terms of when you're working with a financial advisor or financial planner, and I say, oh, you should try to work with someone who owes you a fiduciary duty, meaning they have to put your needs above their own or their company's. Same with a plan sponsor. I mean, just think of how many people have retirement plans. You can't just have these plans with a bunch of investments that are really sort of like the Wild West of investing. But I think that there's another strain of this, which is that the sponsor doesn't really care about, you know, what's in that plan as long as they don't feel like they're going to get sued if something goes wrong. So if all of a sudden the liability has been dropped, if all of a sudden a new directive comes out from the executive branch, I've worked with Treasury and the Department of Labor, and here's what we think is appropriate. And they say, well, you can put these things in the account, but maybe they would say you have to give extra very scary language to the investor. Tony, if you want to invest in this crypto, we want you to know, like almost like a warning on the side of a pack of cigarettes. And they may say that's enough. Then it's the buyer beware. But, you know, I'm worried. I lived through the 90s when people went really crazy with some of their retirement accounts. They put all their money in, say, their company stock. And then the company really ran into problems, and they went and sued the plan sponsor. And the plan sponsor's like, well, you know, we didn't tell you to put your whole account, all your money in the company stock. You did that. So you just need to be really careful about these things.
And Jill, are there any particular risks that are associated with some of these alternative things? We mentioned crypto, but also private real estate and private equity mentioned as well.
Well, you know, when you hear the word private, it doesn't mean like some fancy club, although it has meant that. But what it means is, for private equity, it means a company that has not gone public in the sense of like a publicly traded company you see traded on an exchange. It could be a company that's making a lot of money, but they're not subject to the same rules that a publicly traded company is subject to. Same with real estate. You can have a private real estate investment that's not like a real estate investment trust that's made for the masses. And so these are forms of investing that tend to be riskier because the private nature of it, number one, you don't have as much disclosure. They don't owe you as much information as a publicly traded company does. And number two, the private market is smaller, and that means it makes it harder to get in and out of. So if one day, you know, if you and I own an S&P 500 fund and we want to get out of it today, we pretty much know very quickly exactly what the price will be. But in a private investment, a lot of times it takes a long time to get a sense of what is the actual value of that. The in and out, the buying and selling is a little bit more limited because they try to hold on to their assets for 7 to 10 years. So I think there are levels of risk that people really need to understand before they plow into it. Although, after being, you know, in this business for almost 30-something years, I can say that nobody cares about risk on the way up, and boy, do they care about it on the way down.
They sure do. That's a big difference. Jill, thank you so much, as always. You're going to be away for a few weeks, but we'll talk to you again in September.
Super. Thanks so much.